I saw. Fine, Givaldi. We're up to the Volvo Medaille in Bobekane. We're learning the sugars about what the Tadashove that base of is coming to include. Is the Tadashove Givaldi? Tadashove is coming to include. It's on. It's So. Says the Gemara. So Gemara had two mahalchim. Abaye said it's going to include Avnei Sakino and Masoi. They were flying and landed on the floor, and there was the Tadashove, even though he himself didn't create that bird, the wind did. One's high for it, and then Rava said it's going to include Bori Hamas Galge. Bori Hamas Galge means the Bori, and then people or animals. Rolled along into another place in Rishon LeZion. Says Tosis Asui Bori Hamiskalgo up to the third Tosis in the Vav Medaliv. Lasui Bori Hamiskalgo. Is going to address the point that Rashi told us not yet. Rashi told us not to be curious. If you remember in Abayi, the Gemara said, "Hey, what happened with this Eben? Did it damage as it was flying?" Avnei Sakino Masoi did damage as it was flying. Well, that's Ish. And Amai wants it land. But by Bori Hamiskalgo, the Gemara didn't ask, did it damage as it was flying? At least Rashi told us that we shouldn't be goyis if it did say it. You shouldn't be goyis. So since they says, you should know in all the svarim it does say it. In all other svarim, all your stories, all shasim, if you open up all shasim, you'll find it says Ibad in the Kozmazi Hu. If the stone damaged as it was being kicked, then it's Koichoi. Koichoi means the Koyach of the one that kicked it. That's what everyone had such a gyusa. And Rashi told us to finish our kunches, and Rashi told us to loy goris le. And you don't have, so you're not meant to have that gyusa. It means Rashi came and made a radical change. I don't know if you were around in the early 11th century, around there, you would have found the Gemaras that were written, Ozi. That's what the Gemara said. And along came an old rabbi who lived in some part of southern France. And said, you're not meant to be goyis that. You're not meant to be goyis it. Long game Rashi said, scratch it. It's a mistake. So why? What was the pshat in Rashi? Why did Rashi come along and tell you that you're not meant to be goyis? What's wrong with being goyis? There's places I'll tell you pshat in Rashi. The time and the reason is Mishum Darmina and the Kamon. We're going to learn later on. It says, on Daf Zayin on the base, the Kamon Ba'Aminiyah, later on in the Perek Aminiyah, it says, it's not normal for people to look where they go. A person not held responsible for damage that happens while he's walking. For instance, if a pit is there, we don't, and he falls in, we don't say, oh, well, you should have looked and why do you fall in the pit? We don't say that. Why? But Ein Darkon Shel Odom is Boinim B'Dochum. Or my sister Shahori, my dear son, on Thursday, that there was a shop that had their glass door open into the street. And he was walking in the street, he walked into the door. So yeah, he got to hurt himself a little bit. But so could the owner of the shop say, well, you should have looked where you were going? The door was open, blocking the street into the street. Say that, you should look where you're going, right? But no, the halacha is ain darkon shel b'nei odom. So Mamela says Rashi, you can't tell me if somebody's walking in the street and he kicks a stone that was left lying around. Somebody places a stone on the street, and along came somebody else and kicked it. You can't tell him, well, the one that kicked it is now responsible for any damage that happens as the stone is flying. Because ain darkon shel b'nei odom is b'nei b'drachim. You can't expect me to look on the floor to see what's there.
But the situation with the bomb is that the person is pikeach, then
An animal is pikeach, not a person. An animal is pikeach, assume the forerunner is a pig, because animals look down. I'm saying people aren't meant to be.
So person walking along and he falls into a pit is showing a lot.
That's only if he dies. If you got damaged, you just have to pay. Well, why didn't we say you should look where you were going? Falling pits. Very irresponsible thing to do. Answer is no, because you can't expect me to look around here. Ain't dark times when the Adam is bringing the job. So too says Rashi, ain't dark times when the Adam to look on the floor to see that when I'm walking, I should kick up a hazard. So the person that left it there, the person that kicked it, can't be held responsible for that. What about the person that left it there? The Baltakol, the one that left it there, also can't be fired. In order, Mamazik, you can do it to somebody else. Anyone obligated in Mitan, we'll have to say, if you want to make anyone responsible, you'll have to say to Ruach Mitzuyah, the person walking along the street, kicking up stones, Ruach Mitzuyah, and therefore it's Ish. The one that left it there, it's Chayiv Midin Ish. Says Tosis, if you have a stone on the floor and that stone goes and damages while it is flying, how does it fly? Because somebody kicked it. Who possibly is going to be Chayiv? No, why not? Ain Darkosh and the Adam is going to be drunk. He is off the hook completely. So who else could possibly be Chayiv? The owner of the stone, the one that placed it there. Why is he chayv? Did all the mamazik? No. So why should he be chayv? Says Tosis, that's why Rashi says we're not goyist. That's why Rashi says we were not goyist. E the azik bahadi dekor mas bahadi dekor. E bahadi dekor ozik maski. Rashi said, we weren't going to the had behind to go also Kamazki, because the person that kicked it is certainly not going to be Chayiv. And the person that left it is also not Adam Amazik. Therefore, we're not going to it. One second, sure, you've got a question on what we just said?
Yeah, let's do that.
Or it's a connection, do you want to connect with a different sugi or something?
No, it's a
different sugi. On chat, what we just said. I have a side feeling it's not, but okay, fine. I have a side feeling.
No, that's something.
Yeah, okay. On the chat, which just has said, Tosis just explained to us why Rashi doesn't want to write. Why Rashi scratched the gears? Because you cannot say Ibadi de Kozi Kamazki, because the person that kicked it went behind. The person that left it's also not Adam Amazi. So you can't say the person that left it's not Adam Amazi. Therefore you can't say.
I'm saying Rashi. About
the place there would
be high because of age,
uh-huh.
A plain ish, not
a
fashion.
It hadn't
expressed
yet.
Having age, plain ish.
Well, yes. It would be a place to Rashi can't hold by this case as being foreign in our sugi. Is that what Tosfos was saying?
Well, Gemara said that before. Gemara said by Amri Sekim Masoi, okay, one second, what's the case? If as it was flying, it damaged, that's plain ish. So I don't need such trouble. The Gemara did say that before. So why didn't the Gemara now speak it out? Why didn't the Gemara say, Eba hadith kotir Ramazki? Why didn't they do it? So Tosis said why Rashi scratched out. Because it's not Adam Amazik. It's not Adam Amazik. Not for the person that kicked it. Not for the person that left it. It's not Adam Amazik. That's why Rashi didn't have that excuse. There's a problem. What's the problem?
The Odom is still liable, not as
Odom
of
the
about many years.
Odom is late. Right. There is a thing that used to be used to Kuchoy. So that one I can understand why you scratch it out. It's not Kuchoy. Why do you have at least the Gyusa? Iba to come out. Yes! Just say, I'm Sakina Masoi. Why don't you say it? That's a Kasha on Rashi. Tosis has come to explain Rashi, but he hasn't finished off. He's explaining why you don't say Kuchoy. Because it can't be all the mamazik, say them, but what about Ish? So then the Maram here on Tosis said that Tosis just saying a shitosik, Tosis holds Ish. But you should know, Rashi holds it's not even ish. It's not even ish. That's what it says. Why is it not ish? Why is it not ish? Why should it not be ish? So here we have different shots. One shot is very dark shots. What's your fact that animals come and kick it and it damages not called Ruch Metzuyah. So the Rabin, why should not be Ruch Metzuyah?
Wait, but I thought that swerves, it's like swerves in a sense.
No, that's the animal itself kicking it.
That's what you said, the animal kicking it.
That's your kind because of your animal.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not kind because of my animal. Yeah, I'm kind because of the stone. I left it. And no, the stone got transported.
Oh, right, you're getting to another person, right.
So that, for some reason,
but the stone is so regular.
It's regular on the animal.
Right, but would that make it too wrong? Well,
you know, the thing is, much you're going to be high for the animal, right. The animal, so you see, is obviously something which I should have expected. Right. So why should I be high for my item, which an animal kicked?
Right.
One stage away, but the khay should also be. Yeah, that's the catch. It's a pretty awesome.
It's a bit more, but the damage will
itch. So
that it's not his mask.
I mean, second so is also like that, but it's even up on top. And the rock then moved it, and if it got damaged as it went flying, ish, it's here as well. I place something down, and a ruach in the shape of people or animals come and kick it, and it damages as it's flying. Let that be the ruach. So the Ma'am does say that Rashiel does not call the ruach Mitzuya, but he's Havana. He's Havana for it. So on a deeper level, there's a big machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what is ish? What is ish? There's a machlokes in Daf Yutes and Beis, which we learned once upon a time, about a dli that got caught to a chicken, and the dli went flying. There's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos there on Daf Yutes, whether that dli that goes flying and damages, whether that's medin ish or medin nothing. Right, Tosfos holds it's ish. Like we're saying here, Tosfos holds it's ish. Rashi doesn't hold the issue. And the Achrenim speak out that Rashi holds, in order for something to be ish, it needs to be inherently something that's got a koyach to cause damage. Fire causes damage. Evan, which is a heavy load, has an inherent koyach to cause damage. If you move it out, it'll drop. And why is it going to cause damage to the wind? The wind just transported it. But why is it causing damage if it lands on somebody? Because it's got a heavy load and it can cause damage. I don't know, Sakina, Maso, all these things, they inherently have something that causes damage. Here, this thing here, they put a stone down and it went and hit, smashed something, not because of its weight, it didn't land. It smashed something because somebody kicked it. Somebody gave it the velocity of, in order, transformed it into a mazik. It wasn't able to be mazik. It wasn't able to be mazik on its own. You put a stone next to a kli, they're going to live in harmony, and they're in shana. Put a stone on a kli, it'll break the kli. Here, the stone went and smashed into a kli. Why did it smash into a kli? Because something or somebody gave it the velocity, the kinetic energy, maybe that's the right word, to go and smash into a kli and break it. It transformed it into an ish. That Rashi holds is not ish. Rashi holds ish is only something which inherently can go and cause damage. You just need the wind to transport it to a place to give that damage. Then the wind changes it into a koyach to be mazik. Rashi holds that's not ish.
So
he's been very patient. Now we have to. Yeah.
Do we ever look at the velocity of it? To make it into an Adama mazik, if a person kicks the stone, but it kicks with such a force that it can imply or infer from that he intentionally kicked it, might not intend to cause damage by it.
We're not talking about other one, talking about ish.
No, I know that, but this is going back to what I was talking about because you mentioned velocity.
No, don't trigger it.
I'll
write down your points. It's fine. You want it?
No, that's okay.
Now, this is what I'm focused on. You can point there again. Yeah, so Mela, that's Shetas Rashi. So says Tosfos, I'm going to come to you in a second. Says Tosfos, it can't be Odom. Can't be Odom or Mazik. Not inside the person that kicked it. Why not?
Because it doesn't pay attention.
Excellent.
But
Ain't actually Odom is better than Jochim. And it can't be because of the person that left it to be Chaim Adin Koyukoy. Why not?
Attention.
Because he just accepted that. He didn't do the intention. It's not his mindset. It's not his act. Mm-hmm. The only possible thing would be ish. And Tate doesn't say why Rashi doesn't say it. That's the bio from Shem Zaman and others, and others, other creating, they say that about. Rashi doesn't matter. My greatest Rashi says, Rashi says about ish is leaving something lying around, which will cause something to kick it and generate it into a matzav of being a matzav, would that make it into ish? Rashi holds it's not, and Tate holds it is. We can understand what Rashi is going to give us. Right? Yeah. Good.
Do we ever look at the actual event itself and say that it struck with such force that was intentional?
Well, that's the next line of this. Yeah, sure. One more line of this. Steve's going to answer. It has to have that koyach to be mazik itself. So all the ruach is doing is moving it to a place where the ruach, where it now can cause that.
He did make the mazik, but this mazik was poor. He placed it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So the boar is gone.
It's not for the bad of the God Sada Shom to make up a new thing of Bermis Gal. Nothing to do with me. I left the boy, and the thing that damaged. As it was damaging, was Aish nothing to do. It wasn't even Aish. It wasn't what Aish. Aish means something that's got occurred to damage itself.
But the Aish also had this diminishing co-op. You need the fire, you need the wind to whip up the fire to make the fire into a damaging.
You don't need it. What happened if it's damaging?
You need the fire just alone by itself. It gets weaker.
Who said that's a factor for Ish? I know what you're talking about. Ish Lokish says why in the Chesh, but it's nothing to do with Ish. That's just to do why it's not called my act, it's called the Chesh's act. There's no shaykh to it. Ish itself doesn't need the wind to do it. It's not that if there's something else involved, then you have to know if it's still considered my act, or it's considered something took over it. But if you have a raging fire that never went down, and the wind just transports it. Like, I mean, it's a film of soy. And it doesn't diminish in weight. It needed the wind to move it, and then lands on something. Then it's always inherent. And it's got that weight, which can damage. If it damages into it because of some velocity, it never had that velocity. What made the velocity? The animal. That's not my ish. That's my ish.
You look at Koach or Koho. The Koho has to not just fully transport it, and it only has to transport it. Mm-hmm. The Koho adds to the whatever added that Koho.
Right, speed you.
That speech of inherent sort of damage would actually give us a distinction between an Eben and a attack.
Sure. So is there... Right. So then I'm going to answer this. That's the reason. Why? They shouldn't go so fast with the strength. Shiatido v'yaziku. I'm going to read it first and then translate it. Darko it is boinen shab. Says Tosis, why did we say we can't be curious? Because the person that kicked it won't be chayiv, because it ain't darko, it is boinen shab. Says Tosis, that's if it kicks it and it knocks. The stone goes off normally. But this guy obviously didn't do that because this stone went off and at such a velocity, it was able to break something. Such a thing, a person is general able to look where he goes. And if he did it, it means he did it with some type of intent. Right? That's what you were saying before, right? So it says, because regarding the situation, if a person's got to ensure that it won't go off so much Because Shayatizu, that the stone will wicker off via zigu and damage, that Dalkin is going to shove. A person jolly well can protect his, can look what he's doing to ensure that won't happen. That much a person can do. Of course, a person can't look where he's going to look into walking to glass doors. The same, we can understand that. But to go and walk in the street and kick a stone with such a force the stone can go and damage something else, you jolly well could have stopped it. If you didn't stop it, it means a certain element of sheer and we go kochet. So this gives it's automatic. The one who left it there, he is the one that kicked it. He is going to be chayev everything. The more meant to ask that what we look, we're looking for tzad shomer. Tzad shomer you're looking for. We don't need tzad shomer. This is mamish adam amazik. If the stone damaged as it was flying, it's adam amazik, and he is chayev everything. One that left it there is not chayev anything. The one that kicked it is chayv. One who left it is not chayv. Why should he be chayv in the first place? Eish, right? He's not chayv. The one who left it there, we said, is eish. Trace the hold, that would be eish. But in this case, where somebody long comes and kicks it, which is a type of kabbalah, kicks it, damages it, then the one that left it there is not going to be chayv, but in eish. Why not?
I couldn't get to hold something.
Oh. This is like the Tosafot which we've seen a few times already. Abba Gab. Why? So it's a removal of the Tosafot. We're going to see in Tosafot. It's going to say, it's as if I left. And along comes somebody and he takes his hammer and he smashes it. Smashes something. So you can't start claiming from me for this hammer. And my hammer broke it because somebody else used my thing to cause that damage. In the case of the Ruben's case of the fire burning, somebody uses my fire to burn a ton of someone else. I just used my funding case. And kick that stone, he used my stone to cause damage. You can't claim from me for the damage that was caused due to that act.
Yeah, it could be the kick at some level tangent shield.
We said if it's with that force, that's a called
Yipshir. But that's the force that would cause damage. So really that would eliminate Aish altogether because normally if someone's just walking and they kick something, it's not going to cause damage. So then there's no Aish involved either. The Ruach Mitzuya is so light. It's like
a light. No, I'm saying, even if it could cause damage, it could be a rough material. It's just the guy should be.
It's not likely to cause damage,
though. No, there was force. It could be it's normal for people to walk and kick with that force, but he should, the person who kicked it is held responsible because he should have put
that's
what he was doing, but it could be a normal thing to happen.
Oh, no, that's true, but then you're looking at the person being out of mass.
That's what we're saying. The person that kicked it is out of mass. Last one, about the one that left it is. You could share. You're saying, because it could have been a share, but since somebody's using it, somebody else did it with Kabbalah, therefore not. That's the intention we'll see. Abagab says to his Abagab, they got a kelib. Shenot a charor, a dog that takes a charor. For all the Godish, that goes to a Godish. What was the locha then? The locha was, we learned to remember it. The locha was that the Bala kelib sky. The Gemara asked, the path of the Gemara asks, why don't we say the Baal Gecheles is also Chayim? He left a coal lying around. The dog came and took it. So it's a, he was Peshev for leaving it lying around. So why don't we say the same as well? The guy left the stone lying around. So he was a Peshev for leaving the stone lying around. And along came a person and kicked it, or an animal kicked it with Koyach. So why can't we say that the Bala Evan which should also be Chayim, says Taisus. Hi, Nimeshom. The Kelev Lav Bar Deu. Kelev doesn't have any dust. Therefore, the Kelev just made use of the thing you left lying around, but you're liable because you left something in a situation that something which doesn't have dust might take it. Aval Hocho. I'm a calcul bar deo. I'm a galgul. They change the Greek. I'm a galgul bar deo. I'd have to start lying around. And along came somebody who has an ability to prevent that stone from causing damage. And he used that stone to cause damage. Then the onus of responsibility leaves me and goes on to the guy that did it. Goes on to the Megal. If I left a stone on the ground and the damage that happened because there was somebody with Seichel who did it, then the guy that did it is going to be the one Chayim and not me lying around. Changing if I leave it lying around and somebody without Seichel came and took it and damaged, nothing to do with me. I mean, all to do with me. So all to do with me. Because I left it lying around and someone without Seichel took it. So it's all back on me. I left it lying around.
In our case is probably other than the Barak way with him.
Right.
So it's not different. But an animal doesn't look better.
In a chalak. But the Gemara, when the Gemara said, Koichoi, the Gemara asked Koichoi, or Eisho Kuntim, and Achame, according to Tesis, you have to say, when the Gemara is asking, and the Gemara is asking on the Odom, Iba, the Gazi, Kumaski, Koichoi means if a person kicked it, Koichoi, that person that kicked it should be the one Chayim. If you're asking, that's Koichoi, if that was the Gius of Koichoi, it must be going on the Odom, not going on the Rabbi Behim. So he left the animal, he left it lying around. And it was, we're saying it's a famous Gargol, Baragi Odom Ragnarim. But the Gemara, if it was damaged as it was flying, Koichu, at least in the case when it was Odom, the Odom should be Chayim, not the one that left it lying. Should be Chayim, it didn't Odom Amaz. Then Achanami, then it won't be, it didn't Odom Amaz, maybe it didn't Eish. Then it'd be Chayim, the one that left it would be Chayim because of Eish. Right? Either be then Odom Amazik, that's the guy that kicked it, or Medin Eish, the one that left it there. Medin Eish. According to Shit's places. Right. Okay. So now, why is this? How did Tosis know this? How did Tosis know that if I leave something lying around and someone else comes and kicks it, then the onus of responsibility moved from me onto that guy? How did Tosis know that? Okay, where does it say in Shas? Where does it say such a thing? If I believe I did something, I left something which should be Eish. Had an animal done it, like Reb David said, that the animal kicked it, I would have been a Chayim, but then Eish. And if somebody else came and kicked it, I'm not Chayim anymore. So that guy has to pay. Where did Tosis know it from? Where did it say it? It challenged you. If you go from Baba Kam from the base to that. Where on earth does it say such a yisoid? I have an ish. I would have been chayv for ish. Had an animal come along and kicked it, I would have been chayv for ish. But since it wasn't the animal that kicked it, it was somebody else that kicked it, I'm no longer chayv with an ish. It's the other guy that's going to be chayv.
The situation
was
somebody smashes it on the way down.
That's because it's considered a broken clearer. It wasn't a broken clear. I left something. It was a koyach to cause damage, and somebody else went to do the damage.
So, what it also came for is a korea door, and someone else adds to it by doing another.
Yeah, so it became also part of that boat.
Because should they?
Where do we see it? You're saying a case they've made it into a transported it, transformed it into a boat misa, so it's bimisarik maiserisha. So, what do you want to say here as well? I left an ish. And somebody came and just made my ish into my solution. He just, whatever, I did that act which an animal could have kicked, and this guy kicked it. It's not so much the same. It's not so much the same. Tov says, Teta, I'll tell you what the reason is. It's a funny thing. There's no makor. Teta, there's no makor for it. It's Basha, Seichel HaYosh. Timhidik Eish, Teta, to this point, Teta. You made the gesh, it's only like survivor. And somebody else comes and burns the talis chaver. So as Ruben makes a fire. Shimon comes and burns Levi's talis. Or Ruben digs a pit. And somebody else comes, Shimon comes, v'dochav shoy chaver and pushes the shoy of Levi into it. In svar, she is chayiv b'alaboy and b'alavish. There's no svar The Bala boy about Ishmael. The whole thing is Sefer Yosef. I had a pit. Very good, I had a pit. But somebody else. Somebody else made use of my pit. Ain't svara. There's no svara that should be such, should be chavzot. There's no such svara. Ain't svara. It's logic now. You want to be mechayev me for what my boy did? Because I dug the pit? No, there's somebody else who was actively involved here. Go speak to him. You want to be mechayev me because what my stone did? Because I was chayev with an ash. No, there's somebody else who was actively involved in it. He's the point of address.
I think it should be. And I think I pushed somebody. There was no war to fall into.
Not gone. Right. You're asking good. And we can see his taste keeps going even more. That, but you're asking good. You see from taste here, then no, there's no shutfus. If one guy created a matzav of damage, but somebody else made use of that and actively went and made use of that, pushed him into it, the onus of responsibility is on the guy that actively was involved. Some people want to say Dafka here because it's something passive and something active. I place the stone down as a passive act. And then somebody else comes along and actively kicks it along. So he's now the balamas. One of my boy, I need a pit. And now somebody else comes and actively involves in it. So he's now the balamas. But it's only svara, there's no gemara about it. It's a svara. Ein svara, she's chai balaboy. Ein svara, she's chai balish.
Yeah. The bottle where you have bottle shore and the shore.
Sure. I imagine you've seen places. And maybe you're just, that's why I bring up. It's the next five places.
Okay.
Oh. Just wait for it. Okay. Maybe that's why you're thinking of
my subconscious.
Yeah. So that's the next part. So maybe
that
is cystosis. So therefore, if I leave a boy, if Reuven leaves a stone and Shimon kicks it and breaks Levi's claim, although maybe it was expected, I should have thought that this could happen. But since Shimon did it with intent, Shimon is now the Bala Maisa. In Svara, there's no Svara to Machayev, the first guy. But, as they says, Gal would be Ragli Behino, but if it would have been Ragli Behino, they did it not a person, but rather Ragli Behino, then if his body had the damage as it was going, his chayvish name, then both would be chayv. The Baal Be'im would be chayv and the Baal Tekolo. The Baal Be'im would be chayv because his animal did it, and the Tekolo would be chayv at Dinesh. So I leave a stone lying around. It could be I'll be chayv. Depends how it happened. If it was an animal that kicked it, so I'll be chayv Dinesh. If a person kicked it, it's hard to make incentive, which I'm going to turn around. You can ask him, why don't we say it? And I'll kick it, I would have been high. I would have been broke the bars, I would be chayiv, because I was b'sham. What happened? A person came and kicked and broke the same bars. But here we say, no, I'm not chayiv. So Yossi would ask, why don't we say t'chilosim b'sham, and say for b'sham, it should be chayiv. No, I was b'sham, right? And then animal down would have been chayiv. The fact of the matter was, the animal didn't kick it, somebody else kicked it. So why should I not be chayiv within t'chilosim b'sham, and say for b'sham? Everyone must have that's what Yossi would ask.
Yeah.
What's the answer? Tchilosi b'shir b'sevi b'oinus means that you think it's an oinus. It's not an oinus. It's an element of b'shir. Why did you let your animal out? I jumped from the roof. How could they jump from the roof? It's an oinus. But why didn't get to the roof? Because you were b'shir. So you think it's an oinus. It's not an oinus. It's a type of b'shir. Because the animal really jumped only because you were b'shir in the first place. But here, the reason why I'm Potter, the reason why the first person left the stone there is Potter, is not because of oinus. It's nothing to do with oinus. It's just in svar lechayiv. So if somebody else makes use of my thing, is no svar to make me chayiv for the damage. He's the baladova. He's the dress to go for. He's the one that did it. So it's nothing to do with oinus. If it's nothing to do with oinus, it's nothing to do with tchilos of shir. It's oinus. Just not oinus. Nothing to do with oinus. That is the answer to this question. So you can have a situation where you leave it there. You can have that situation, leave it there. Sometimes I'll be chayim, sometimes I'll be potter. Depends what happened. If an animal kicked it, so it's ish, I'll be chayim. If an animal kicked it, I'll be potter. Why? Because there's an active guy involved. Go and speak to the one that actively did it. Go and speak to him. He's the balas.
Mm-hmm. All this only applies in relation
to the wireless to move. Right. Now it comes to the more that Yeshua was raising. Adam, I mean, come on, pick up all. Show you what Adam should do with the boy. You have a show you how Adam that pushed somebody into a boy. So it's an unfortunate sheep who was standing next to a boy. Along came a person and then show, and together they pushed it into the boy. So who's here guilty? Bala boy. He's certainly cause of the damage. The show that pushed the sheep into the boat is also part of the damage. And the other one. So what does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says, the Indian is knocking full on chayob and the old chayib. Mashma fil bala boy. Even the bala boy is chayib. Like, Dei Zakasha, why? Since it was the person that pushed it. And we said, if a person pushes something into a boy, in svarla chayib bala boy. So why there we had the person and an animal pushing an animal into a boy? Why is the bala boy chayiv? I understand why the bala shoy should be chayiv, because he pushed the animal in. But why should the bala boy be chayiv? The person pushed the person in.
Actually,
before you ask me, just make sure it's not the next time of Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
It had to do with the passive versus active.
No.
And the Baal Shtor also is passive. He didn't guard it.
No, it's animal
did. It's animal did.
It's animal did.
But he's Moshea, but it's strictly.
We said already, a person is chayiv for what his animals done, too, because his animal did it. That's considered an active thing. You're chayiv because what the animals did. We thought of Kira about it, but that's what came out. Chayiv because what the animals did. So. There's also rice that you don't invest.
Just
so Clovis, what we're going to answer this question, why is the Baal a boy chayim if the Adam did it? So Chloima to marry Adam below Kabon. You have to say the guy did it without Kabona. The Kivan the aim of Kabona. He's done ran into the sheep and the sheep fell in the pit. The Kivan the aim of Kabona Klal Chayim Baal Hamboy. Come on. Since it's b'chlal without kavanah, it's the Baal HaBoy is going to be chayav, just like Adam. Both of them equal. If the Adam did it with kavanah, so then in Achanami, then the Adam is going to be the one chayav. But here, what's like that? What happened was he had a sheep was standing next to a pit, and the person was running along and bumped into the sheep, and the sheep fell in. So it was without any kavanah. So then, there's no reason to remove the responsibility from the Baal HaBoy and place it on the Adam. They're both equal. They're both the cause for this damage.
And can't we say that the Baal HaBoy should be chayav because of the shor? Because he has to worry about that. So why do we have to go to Tosfos saying the Baal HaBoy?
You're asking me very good, and I'm going to talk about this. I can't talk about it, and it could be the Baal HaBoy wouldn't have to pay the whole thing. At least regarding, and it's good today. Hold on, I mean, I'm in Dalit Roy. So now, okay, the rest of the text is really, you have to learn the sugya there again. But today, what text is going to do now, I want to stop it. What text is going to do now is go through the sugya. The sugya there says, the Gavin Nizokin, the Olchai. The Gavin Nizokin, the Olchai. The Gavin Dalit Roy. The Adam's chayv, right? We have a boish, we have a koyfer, the shoy's chayv. It goes through each few. And now, if we're going to say that person did without kavana, so he shouldn't be chayv for boishes. So I say chayv for dalet voim, shouldn't be chayv for boishes. That's what dalet voim means. Dalet voim means everything besides boishes. Nezek, tzar, rip, b'sheves, boishes. I beforehand used a different osh from dalet voim. Okay, that's the hemshach of tzitz. And koyfer tzitz goes through as well like that. That's the end of Tosis then. The Yisod of Tosis was that the person leaves something lying around. This is Yisod which comes up several times in the Masechta, which we've already bumped into. A guy leaves a boy lying around and somebody else makes use of that boy to cause damage, or a guy leaves a fire lying around, and a guy makes use of the fire to cause injury, or, come to our case, a guy leaves a stone lying around, and somebody else takes that stone and kicks it strongly in a way that causes damage, then all those cases, the one who left it lying around is not chayiv, it's the one who actively was involved is the one that's chayiv. That's the story that came out from Tosis. One other nekud that came out from Tosis, very important you said, came out from Rashi Tosis, was how to define ish. According to Tosis, you leave something which could cause damage due to some outside force, that's called ish. According to Rashi, no. Ish has to have a koyach in itself to damage. If an outside force is going to transform it into a mazik, then it won't be chayav din ish. Those are the two sages came out from Tosis. I want to do the Rosh.
Okay, I have
yes, great question. Question.
For Adam Mazik, if he does something, not intentional, not made with any form, is he still allowed for Dalai Bari? Like for the
first one? Dalai Bari is not chayav for. Dalai Bari yet. Dalai Bari yet. He's not chayav for.
But the whole point of the is to talk that we have an intent to talk. To cause that type of
emotions,
so,
no, we saw in the Gemara
twists himself to like his
if he has intention to damage, even if he doesn't have intention, of which is vicious. That's the last onward of the second period.
Okay.
By Rashida. Okay, it says Tois Sedlerosh. We've just learned Tzad HaShoves. We learned Tzad HaShoves. We've had what Tzad HaShoves have we had? We had Goyim Amisakim Masoi, which was a Tzad HaShova of Goyim and Eish. We had Goyim Esgalga, which is Tzad HaShova of Goyim and Shoi, right? We've had, we're going to have, we haven't had it, but somebody who opens up the sewage and allows you in the winter and allows the water to come out, and the person is going to be Chayim. If somebody trips up on it, once it already stops, then it's also Bayan Shoik.
It's more sure.
If it after it landed, while it damaged, not after it landed. After it landed, once it landed, it's going to be Bayan Shoik. Right? That's what the Gemara says at the top of the beast. We didn't learn it yet, but then there's also Coastal, but Elon, same type of storage, also going to be a Bayan Shoik. So, says the Rosh, every time you have a shilug of two rabbis, yeah, you have a boy and a shoy teaching it, so, or boy and a ish, how do you define that? Do you define it as a hybrid of both? In which case, it can't be more chomor than either of them put together. Or, no, you have to define what it really is. And the limud is just helping you learn it, but that's you define what it was. Mafke Mina, for instance, if you'd have a learning out from Boy and Regel, if you're going to be saying you're learning out from Boy and Regel, and it now becomes a Boy Regel, then it won't be Chayvin, it's just a Rabbin. But if it's a Boy, just they need the support from Regel, but it stays say, shame Boy to it, then it'd be Chayvin, it's just a Rabbin. And the same with Boy and Ish. If it's a Boy Ish, it won't be Chayv Tomor. But if it's a Boy, just with the support of Ish, then it can be Chayv Tomor.
Or in Regel, it's not Smor. Because it never, it's internally inconsistent. It would never happen. Because the Boar has to be in Rishu Sarabim, and Regel cannot be in Rishu Sarabim, so the never be never happen.
If a boy has to be in a shizram, it's not like still not. If a boy has to be in a shizram, then you're right. It can't be, right? If we make it a boy with God. So that's going to be into the Rosh. That's Rosh's discussion. So you should know where the place is because we pointed out yesterday. Now, well, the only person who has to really find it is myself. V'yesh min ha'gdoy. Yeah, you all have it? Simeon Aleph. Yesh min ha'gdoyim, shekosu. There are some gdoyim who say that a mechayiv ela ma shechayiv mishnei. In this case, we made it to the shoveh. The liability is going to be limited. Well, each one of them together could have been chayiv. And each one of them If they've got a certain ptur, then the thing that's learned from it is going to have that ptur as well. Similarly, if you have a bo, to learn that from bo agents, then it's going to be potter for this kikirim because it's a bo. It's going to be potter for mises all along. It's a boy. It's going to be a boy. And it's also going to, since it's learned out from the Mahatsad, you're green on the boy. You therefore give it the most way to do it. That's the Yeshua Adonim said that if you learn out from two, and you have to go with the kudus of both. Anyone know such a name? I know the name. You look at Tesis, the hair on the base, the last Tesis, the Gemara said, why did the Torah write Ish? Lift to voice at Tom. The last place is Hamad Base. Hey, on the base, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my ask, why do we need all the psukim? You could have learned them out from inside the shop, from Boy and Shoy. You could have learned that from Boy and Aish. Why do you need the psukim? So, Gmar says, you know why you need Aish? Aish, you need a lift to voice at Tom. Aish! You need to be right in order to say that Tom should be. Could have really done Ish from Boy and Regan. But you need the Torah Ish to say Potter from Tom. It says Tesis, have a Motzil and Mema Lechayu Boy Sakelim. You could have said, the reason why Torah Ish is to make you Chayu Kelim. The Ish Le Ossi Mi Balchayim, Ish. Can't learn out from Baal Chai, Elo, Michal Menai Uboi. So Eish is learned out from one Baal Chai and one Boi. The Eretz Regel and Boi. The Potter is a Kedish. Boi is Potter Kedish. Eish, we're going to learn out Eish from Boi and Regel, Boi and Shem, then it'll also be Potter Kedish. Why? Since it's learned out from Boi, it can't be more formal than Boi. That's maybe not so. Ish is maybe more doma to, it's very similar to Shem. It's just got one chisar in Shem. It doesn't have ruach chaim. Okay, it's a boy. It's going to help that, but it's still definition is Shem. It should still be chaim for Kalim. So Tosfos says no. Tosfos says if you're going to be learning out Ish from boy and Shem, it's going to have the kudus of both. That's the Yishun I'm doing. That's the Rosh. Not referring to such a shitter. Tosfos hold that when you're learning out from the two tzaddik shomers, it can't be more chomer than any of them. If any of them got kulus, that is a ptur of kelim, that is a ptur of tamon, then the thing that's learned out from it is also going to be pot.
Is there a special reason why he uses the date from Al Jadish?
Who?
The Rosh says.
Not just Tosfos. Is. Yeah, there's others as well. So it says, Belina says, so he says the Rosh, no, I'm Chuyuk. The whole being boy, I hold that it's got, how many seconds? Sorry, it's boy. It's boy. It's boy. It's boy, and it's going to be Chayyab for Tom. All you need is the Ish just to help it out. But really, it's boy. Now here he brings his right. Teda, the Hanin Enoch Sholish Akimtis. Those are the three Akimtis. By Ms. Galgal, Poiskim, then what are the three that we're going to talk about? They all learned out from Boy and Shoy. So what was Shoy? In the Mishnah, what was Shoy in the Mishnah? Shmuel Dama Tana Shoyle Agloi, Shoyle is not caring, Shoyle is Regan. Umatzat, the Masise, Koya Dalin, obviously. That's what we're saying. The Matzat, the Thunder Shop, is obviously going on those four that we spoke about. The Shok of the Toybo. There is there. So it's going on, in the Mishnah, Shmuel. What were the four? Regel,
Boy,
Shay, and Eish, right? So we're learning out from those, one of those four, two of those together, Boy and Shay. Shay means Regel. We're learning out how many Boy is Galgo. We're learning out who's going to be saying, right? Dr. Jesus, Dr. Rosh. Don't learn it from Karen. We look Karen, Tani Basif, not Basif. Karen's learned from a different place. So these are the shops following up and boy. They came out in Shmuel, I say no, we boy very good. The five and Richard Rabin, how could Shmuel learn from boy and regal that you're going to be five and Richard Rabin? Give me the Ahim, we know the whole hard culture behind. If it's true that every time you have a hybrid of two, a boy and a show, you have to learn maximum the kulois. So how could you learn out? How could you learn out to be chayim? Boy on a skalgul and place to be saying, and the wall that fell down, how can you learn out? You're going to be chayim and just rabbim. How can you learn it now? How do you know that you're chayim and just rabbim? Because basically we're saying this is clearly an Ishtram. Yes, it's clearly somebody walked in it in Ishtram and damaged. Also, by Ms. Gardner's talking about Ishtram, an animal went along and kicked it. I'd left it lying in Ishtram. Animal came and kicked it and caused damage. So they're all talking about Ishtram. So how on earth could you be Ishtram if it's learned out from so it should be bottom. Hilkoch near the Iker Talmud whom we boy the Chode. The Iker Josh. That's what it is. It's boy. It's a boy gomoy. It's mom is a boy. I'm a boy. No. That's not after it's a boy. Vachin boy ha miskalgo. Similarly, boy miskalgo. Vachin kusol ve'ilon shenok v'shutzerabim ve'zikoy. Also, the Nike, all these cases are boy. And also, I think boys can be boy Sam, they go to Mary Sam, son. Have I got to show them? It's going to be. We can't look up. Also, boy Gomo. It's a boy Gomo. Hello. The Limonsino, the male, me boy, the Fude. You can't learn out just from boy. Mishum deloy tomu ligamri the boy. It's not exactly similar to boy. Why? It's not tchilas asiyos and nezek. Or because we can't have oy mishum the koyach acham ma'arivehen ve'uvehen v'asiyoson. Oy sheloy gomu loy maiso. Oy she asiyoson v'ushusoy. The Gemara that went through the Omud found him looking between boy and Amisakina Masoy. By Amisakina Masoy, it's going to have boy. By Amis Galgal, it's not his Maisakogomoloi. The place may be same, it's Birushos. Each one's got a certain reason why there could be reason to say it's not Mamish like boy. So then we brought support from other Nizokin, She'en Lechalik Beinein, not to be Mechal between Arisakina and Bein Boi, Meshum Hani Pirchus. Because these Pirchus, you had to report support from the Anabis, She'en Nom Moinus Chiyur Bahem, that the fact that it's Kerchak Mo'uboi, that's not a reason for Ptor. You see that you can be Chayyab for Kerchak Mo'uboi, you see by each side. Just like by Eish, you see a chayv, even though it's a koyach achim u'boy. So to this boy, it's better to boy. It's not a reason to be part of it. Helke gam ingo lo yotzu mechal boy b'shvil eilu pirus. U'boy gomo b'chol din boy lehem kulois u'chumish vehem. He's got all the kulois and all the chumis of a boy v'lo yevina lo kulois shal Eish v'eilam. You don't give it any of the colors of Ishmael. Says the Rosh, every time you have a type of object of look to find it, and then we'll start working out the halakhic status of it. To find it, a boy that lands, and heaven that lands on the floor. What is it? If you take a kid or you take a goy, it's define what he tell me. It's a boy. Okay, how did it get there? And I shouldn't be crying because it's going out more boy. I'll prove to you from the Torah that going out more boy is not a reason to be possible. Oh, I see a fire scalpel. That is floor. Oh. It's not, or it's the place to be, you see a mess on the floor. What is it? It's a yeah, I've got a question. Where you see, even if it's, oh, so in this case, it's boy. It's always a boy. Just you want to know if you can be chayav for that boy. Yes, I'll prove to you. The Yechriach is proving that you can be chayav for it. But in the end of the day, it's a boy. If it's a boy, it's all the chumas of boy and all the kudas of boy. It's going to be chayav mishasarabim. It's not going to be chayav for kelim. Nothing to do with them. Those are just support to define to in the din. But the definition is defined what it is. Hashem in Tosfos of none of that. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says that you see a fire burning, and the fire burned out from Shen and from Boyer. You can't say, well, really, it's Shen, just you needed some support to say, even though it's Kerchak and Ur, but you're going to be Chal. No. No. Whatever the. No. And if you look at the boat, so what's the issue when I don't even do with this time? It's right. How can you be chayav for boy? You're learning out from both, from wearing a shoe, looking around. Show you here. Bottom of the base. Show you here. The top rash is the very first rash. So show you here is caring. So Rashi understands, not like the Rosh. Rosh understood we're learning out from Rega. Therefore, he had this cash. Rashi, the Met understood you're learning out from caring. All right, Shmuel didn't learn that's what Karen is. But Rashi did learn it, you're learning out from Karen. So that's answer to the issue. Slightly deeper, we spoke about yesterday that although it's true we learned out from Regel, you could have learned out all these Bohemus Gal, you could have learned out from Shen and from Eish as well. You could have learned out from Eish and Bo. Could have learned out from Eish and Bo. All of these could have learned from Eish and Bo. And therefore, of course, you're going to be chayav mishasarabim.
Right.
So that could be an answer. In Achami, it doesn't say here that in Achami would be possible to talk. So that's the Mahalak of the Rosh. He says the Machalikis. I'm sure we'll bump into it again. He says the Machalikis. How do you define it? Do you define it as boy, just with the support, or not? Or you find it defined as ish? Yeah, that's it for today. And so it's a sham. Ich rede ich hier so dem Sachas. Ich will weg. Ich muss mir das mal nehmen, ich bin sehr gut, ich nehme auch nicht, ich bin sehr gut, 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 ich bin